appreciate this because you brought memories back that I'd forgotten all about.
Yeah, you still
heard things I never heard about.
Anybody else?
No.
Well, you were a good kid. You all were good kids. You all.
I was
always glad when I didn't know. Dad runs for office. I don't know which party it was, but the only one my dad ran against him. Dad changed his mind, went up and changed his mind, and then didn't run against him.
I was probably...
That's where we knew each other.
I think I was closer to Dad than Mom. Because as we got, you know, longer and long in years, Dad used to take me places. I probably sat through more bishops' meetings as a six-year-old than anybody else in the church. I used to sit with Dad up on the stand at sacrament meeting.
Only when you misbehaved on the front row where Lois and I had to sit behind you.
Okay, well, I remember sitting up there quite a bit, though.
Okay, anyway. So that was because you misbehaved on
Was that it? Okay. And
but
I
you never sat through the funerals that he preached those 3 hours.
No, I probably didn't. I didn't have to. And I remember pulling that thing, that dedicatory scream on that thing, sitting next to President Grant. President Grant pat me on the knee.
Mm-hmm.
That was neat. But as I got older, Dad used to take me to a lot of places. You know, because I think he wanted somebody to go, or Mom wanted to get rid of somebody, or she had something. I was younger, and they didn't want to leave me home alone. And Donald was in their clubs, or a pretty popular kid in school. And he was with a different crowd, and I was kind of alone. Everybody else was gone, I think. So I think Dad took me just to kind of make sure the little teenager wasn't always sitting home making mischief. I used to get enough of it anyway. But I went with Dad to a lot of church meetings. I went down the state capitol building, did a lot of lobbying. Went to a lot of dinners with him where he'd take people. He was always, I do the same thing with my boys now. I'm not ashamed to take him along and introduce him. Dad introduced me to more people. He introduced Joy and I to Dave Doe McKay out at Hall Facing West or Rodeo or something. Proud as all heck, he went and got him. And remember Dad sliding off David Doe McKay's roof of the barn when he was up measuring it for shingles. But I did a lot of politicking for Dad.
He took us to some political dinners, too.
Yeah, we went to political dinners with Dad when he was... an outstanding man of the county achievement. He got the first
Mark Tuttle
Award in the state of Utah. He took us, Joy and I, along. You know, I think Dad wanted somebody to go along. I think Ralph had that spot when he was older. And then I kind of took it on the tail end, you know, as he got to everybody else was gone. But I enjoyed really going with Dad a lot because, places I think I'd never been into. And I can remember politicking for Dad. Boy, I walked this town over. And I'd carry 4 cards, and I'd knock on the door, and I'd say, I'd have his card, Lawrence Malin's card, Dorothy Campbell's, and one other. And I'd hand them up there, and I'd say, my father, Mr. Belknap, running for office, I would appreciate your vote if you'd vote for my dad.
Oh,
and I'd go to the next one, and he'd give me boxes of cards, and he'd pick me up from junior high school, drop me off at the corner, say, okay, go up this street, I'll be back and get you in 2 hours. And I walked every election for Dad through this town.
Well, you may have done more than the rest, but the rest of us did a lot of that stumping for the first couple of
days. Well, you were on the front end. I just remember the back end.
Don't you remember when Mother...
He'd drop us off up in the avenues up by Polk or Tyler or something when he'd start doing that, and we'd all take a block. And
how come if you could do that you wouldn't go, didn't want to go tracking?
Remember when... one thing about Mother, she was a very ardent supporter, and when Dad was involved in all these things, she would... make sure when he came home, and in those days you didn't have the ward clerks. I mean, you know, Dad had to count all the dimes, just like this round table and everything. And she would clear it all off, and she'd say, okay, now you get in there and help me. And we'd all get in there and take all the nickels and the dimes and the pennies, remember those? We'd roll them all up in that, and Mother was right there helping. And then also on election night, when Mother would have the big sheets out there, and she'd say, now you rule them over here. We'd play office and things like that. And we'd have to rule the sheets.
Don still loves to play office. And, he never leaves it.
And I know that when they would have these election returns come in, why, boy, he had them all outlined, you know, what area, what district, what place, the votes and everything. where you just, you know, just tabulate them out and put them all down. Anyway, she was a very ardent helper and a very good helpmate. Very, very good wife.
Well, you were sitting up there with David O. McKay, or President Grant, rather, because you were incorrigible.
Because I was little and cute.
I was the last guy to leave the chapel, the building, that night before.
Always.
Cleaning it up and everything.
So this is the evening
I was still putting up the
Friday, the 21st, 1984.
The lights down the basement. Finishing off the bottom plate of that, and it fell down, and I cleaned it up. And they dedicated that building with one of those lights broken.
I remember that.
The first thing Dad did when he came in the morning wasn't say, boy, you did a nice job of wiring all night. And when did you get through? And are you tired? When did you break that? He didn't say, did somebody break it or who might have done. I get blamed for whether I'd broken it or not.
No, why don't you tell him that Gordon did it?
Well, if I should have done, the little devil got set on.
Mother lived in a different, I mean, there was a different age. And Mother, for some reason, could not feel that Daddy's successes and all were for her, too. She always felt like they were Daddy's awards and Daddy's
achievements.
And she never, I've always felt that she never really...
Was felt part of it?
Yeah, felt like a part of it. You know, she'd say, well, he can go off and go, you know, and well, she took care of everything else and did everything else. But she oftentimes she'd say, well, he won it, or he got it, or I just always felt like she just kind of never quite enjoyed it as a part two, that it was part of her.
So that's just a typical female comment.